Hello, everyone, and welcome to Unfiltered. I have a special guest in studio today and a special Tuesday broadcast, which is unusual for me. Usually, I don't start drinking in the morning until Wednesdays.
There you go.
So it's nice that I get two morning drinking sessions in this week. Chris, and he is from the VC Reporter, and he's got some. He writes about drinking, the VC culture, Ventura County, and I should say also that the VC Reporter is Ventura County's alternative news source.
That's the kicker. It is the alternative news source.
So we're Chris is here, and we're talking about we're gonna get to know him better. And we're going to drink a couple beers while we're doing it. So you brought in the Dudes Brewing Company, and this is Grandma's Pecan English Style Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dudes out of Torrance, is that right?
They are out of Torrance. I actually had the privilege of accidentally walking in on their launch party in L.A. Back maybe a year ago. This was at Far Bar, at least one of their launch parties. And they had a couple of the beers on tap there for special, and one of them was the pecan and brown, and at the time, I loved it, and I thought it could use more pecan. In Texas, where I'm originally from, pecan browns, pecan porters are a thing, so I was really excited to see this out here, so of course I had to bring it. And I think I've told you about 100 times how much I like it before in the past anyways, so...
Well, the whole, what is it about Texas and pecans?
Well, just as has many lemon trees as you see here in California, avocados and whatnot, pecans, grapefruit, and other kind of nuts are grown in Texas. And you could drive down and right through the center of Texas and see pecan orchards. I guess you'd call them orchards along the highway. So pecans are everywhere. My grandma made pecan pies. Pecan pies are kind of your traditional dessert at family reunions. Every Thanksgiving, there's a pecan pie on the table. So it kind of comes natural to use pecan as a flavoring agent in a beer made in Texas. There's a Live Oak, I think, makes one, but I'm not entirely sure on that. All I remember about my time in Austin was that I drank quite a few of them,
and that's why that's the only thing you remember. Is that what it is?
Well, towards the end of the night, yes, it got a little bit fuzzy. But yeah, I mean, where we see lemon wheats or lemon has a flavoring agent out here in California, pecan is getting growing in popularity in Texas, and it looks like it's kind of spreading.
So I drove through Texas, and I took 40 all the way across. So I just hit the very tip top of that. Is considered maybe the panhandle? I don't know, whatever that is. But the shortest section of Texas that I could, and that was really flat, and there was nothing there. So I'm guessing that this is a tree that, for some reason, maybe there's more water or humidity further south.
Well, do we really want to get into the history of Texas? But I will tell you that going the shortest route just through the panhandle, some people consider a blessing. I actually love to drive through West Central and East Texas because that's where all the culture is. That's where you're going to get... Well,
the panhandle.
Where, you know, Lubbock, I have some friends up there. I will say, though, that if you go through Central Texas, you're going to go through German history. You're going to get your best barbecue. You're going to get your best beer. You're going to even find some really good wine. Then you're going to get to East Texas where, you know, it looks just like it's basically the South. You can split Texas up into two parts. You got East and you got West. West is desert and East is your green, you know, lush, humid, okay? West Texas is really good with barbecue too. The beer scene out there, I haven't dropped by any breweries out there in West Texas, but in San Antonio, Austin, and Houston area, there are quite a few that are making a big name for themselves.
All right. So I'll pour this beer here.
Sure.
Give us a pour. And then while I do that, tell us about your feature that you write for the VC Reporter.
Sure thing. Well, for the VC Reporter, I do a little column called 5 O'Clock Somewhere. It's a very short column. Basically, I will go to a different location here in Ventura County and just have a beer or two, wine, mixed drinks also. I'm an equal opportunity drinker. So whichever I feel like that day, that's what I'm writing about. This next one coming up, I'm actually did about Wade's Wines over in Westlake Village. So it's actually right there on the corner. But the actual article came about and the column came about because I came into the office one day as a freelance writer when I was just doing the freelance thing. And basically I started nerding out about beer, talking about, where to get the best stuff and how Ventura County is really growing in the beer scene, and you can get rarer things here now. So that's been going on for a little while. And it's actually one of my favorites to write about since I get to drink, and I call myself a professional drunk because of that. So
we're kindred spirits, I think. You've got the writing gig, and then I just go and plunk down with a microphone someplace, and we drink whatever they've got on tap.
There you go. I try to keep it anonymous when I walk in. I don't tell people I do this column because I don't want them to treat me any different.
Sure.
The first time I started doing it, I think the very first one I did was this at Surf. And then I went to a Surf Brewery in Ventura, and then I went to Barrel House, and I think I told one of the guys there, and they're like, oh, you're doing a thing about it. So ever since, I mean, I can't go in there and just say, hey, I'm going to try this beer, and, expect them not to know that I might be writing about it at some time. So.
Well, without an expense account, I want them to know that I'm there so that I can get comp beer.
So go.
I'm like, hey, I'm here and I got a microphone, so it's kind of hard to hide when you sit down with a microphone and a video camera.
There you go.
Hey, what are you doing? Yeah, I would like some free beer. Thank you. So getting ready for the dudes, and we talked about this. It's coming out of Los Angeles, basically. And
I'll tell you one of the reasons why I brought this particular beer. Is because, like I said, Ventura County growing widely in the beer scene, and as such, there are a lot of different breweries moving into Ventura County. Now, previously, Los Angeles stuff tended to go south to San Diego. Ventura County has been that kind of zone that was ignored by a lot of things. We just barely got Stone distributing down here, or up here, I should say. So the dudes, when they started coming out, I noticed that they were making a presence here. They came to the California Beer Fest here in Ventura. I asked them, hey, when are you going to get distribution here in Ventura? And sure enough, like that same day, they said, hey, we got a distributor. I found this particular beer along with their IPA, which we'll get to later, at the Whole Foods in Oxnard.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very fun to find that there. It's just nice to see, a big mix of things, a nice selection that you weren't able to find previously. Every once in a while, you could find like a nice beer on a shelf somewhere, like at a BevMo or whatever, and you don't know how long it's been sitting there. But now it seems to be moving a little faster. Yeah.
And even the wine places here, so Paradise Pantry, the Wine Closet, Paradise Pantry, which is in Ventura, right on Main Street, and then you have the Wine Closet, which is on right in Old Town Camarillo. They all, even though they're wine specialties, they have a refrigerator that is stocked with some really great beer. And they know that not everyone coming in there is a wine person.
Mm-hmm.
And being a big beer person who didn't like wine for a really long time, I appreciate that. And I understand that there's wine people who will just be adamant that they don't like beer, and there's beer people who are just adamant about that they don't like wine.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is that you just haven't found the right one yet, and there's plenty of varietals and there's plenty of styles all over the place that you're going to find one sooner or later that you like. So, but for those people who are stuck in their rut, I appreciate being able to find these places that are just kind of sprouting up all over.
Where you come from in that regard, it's almost opposite for me. I started off with the wine side of things. I would occasionally drink a nice beer. I would occasionally drink some good wine. Then I went to Korea. I went to South Korea to teach. Over there, there wasn't really access to any of this. There was no good wine. There was no good beer. My apologies to all my Korean friends, but when I came back, it made me open my eyes and realize that I could probably get a lot better over here. So I started getting really into wine. I passed my level 1 certification, and here's some disclaimer. I worked for BevMo for about 2 years. I was the wine specialist at the one here in Ventura. So I was a big wine guy. I'd buy a bottle every once in a while and just really enjoy it. And I liked beer, and I liked buying beer, and I liked drinking it with my friends, but I wasn't as big into it as I was with wine. But that all changed when I went with my fiance to Belgium, and it was incredible to see the beer culture over there. We went to Cantillon Brewery in Brussels, which at the time I didn't know much about, and coming over here and then reading more about it and learning more about it, I'm like, why? I was there and I didn't really, I didn't look at it like I should have been looking at it. But it opened my eyes to those kinds of things. We actually got engaged in Bruges, right underneath the bell tower where, spoiler alert, what's his name, splatters at the end of the movie in Bruges. And right afterwards, we went to this this little bar, and I cannot pronounce it in the Flemish name. It's something Potis something or another, but it means the monk's hole in Flemish, and it looks like a big hobbit hole door, basically. Another nerdy reference. And there are stairs that lead down into this basement bar, which is huge on the inside. It was expansive, and the place was packed. This must have been 10 o'clock at night on a Tuesday, I think it was. So it was pretty packed, and everybody in there was a young person. I didn't see anybody who looked like they might have been over the age of, 30, basically. And everybody was drinking beer. That was something very new to me. I back in California, everywhere I would go, people were drinking wine, they were drinking cocktails. Beer, at the time, didn't seem like it was a huge deal. But watching them all drink their beers, I remember I always said, hey, give me something Trappist. I didn't really, know what I was ordering, but I wanted something. He gave me the Rochefort No. 10, which to this day is my favorite beer because it's the first one I had after I got engaged. Mm-hmm. But it's still a fantastic beer.
Sure.
So when I came back to the States, I was very much, I had the beer, worm inside my head at that point, and it's telling me, listen, you got to go find some good stuff. Bevmo actually ended up carrying that Rochefort No. 10. I'm like, hey, this is the one I just had over there. And then I started noticing that, hey, there's a huge selection of beers over here, and they're coming from all different places, so I better get drinking and trying new things. For me, right now, I'm drinking mostly beer, and wine is kind of falling off to the wayside. Obviously, I want to bring that back and balance it just a little bit, but at the same time, I'm having a good time with beer, and so I'm glad this path has taken me to where I am today.
So we talked about the dudes, we talked about some international beers, and then what about Ventura beer?
Ventura beer, man. There are a lot of things good happening out here. We just had Institution Ale open up here in Camarillo, which is just down the street from where we're recording. Their Maple Brown, that was the one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Maple Wood.
The Maple Wood, that one is very tasty. I had a good experience with that when I visited their tasting room a couple weeks ago. It's very interesting in there because it's him and his parents basically running the place at the moment, and that was fun. It's always nice to see a family involved. But it was packed.
Mm-hmm.
It was packed, which really told me, this is needed here in Camarillo. We have a couple winery spots in Camarillo, but we hadn't had a beer location in Camarillo. And I lived here for about 4 years. I lived just down the street from here. I went to school here, CSU Channel Islands, and there wasn't, a big option for beer, not at least a brewery beer. You can go get something on tap every once in a while, but that's about it. But also Camarillo has Daryl's Couch. Have you been to Daryl's Couch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I love Daryl's Couch. It's the only place I've ever been where I can drink an oak-aged Yeti, and at the same time, behind me here, two elderly women arguing and cursing like sailors while drinking a Miller Lite, which is the funniest thing I've ever experienced. And I absolutely love Daryl's Couch because of it has that vibe to it, which is just awesome. Mm-hmm. Go and get a good craft beer, maybe see a show. You got Innegrin and Moore Park. Right. Innegrin is really nice. They introduced me to the Alt beer, which is, I think, my first experience with the one, actually, was theirs. And I loved it, and I started looking around for more of those. And of course, you got the institutions like Surf, which came in and really started the movement, I think, in Ventura County. You have Island, which is technically in Santa Barbara County, but it's close enough. But Surf was for the first Ventura thing, I think, that you could call your local brewery.
Well, when I first moved here 4 years ago, and just looking up the 101 starting in Calabasas all the way to Santa Barbara, really, I mean, there was nothing yet in Calabasas. There wasn't anything in Agoura Hills yet. And so we've got Wolf Creek in Calabasas, which is technically L.A. County. And then you have Agoura Hills, which has Lab and Ladyface, and then, which is still close enough for me to call them my local places. Mm-hmm. And then you look at Ventura County with, or Ventura with Surf and Anacapa Brewing, Moore Park right away with Enegrin, which you were talking about. And now, Camarillo. So one of the really great things about Ventura is even if you're in the LA County or you're driving out of the valley into Ventura County, you don't have to go more than 20 minutes to hit the next beer stop. And even then, once you're leaving, you know, Ventura, you stop at Islands, which is 15, 20 minutes, and then you're in Santa Barbara. And Santa Barbara has two or three breweries now, too. So it's a really great place. And I always chuckle at people who are contemplating the saturation point of beer. And I don't understand it myself, considering, I mean, some of these places are not going to be big breweries, and some of these places don't want to be big breweries. But we're now well over pre-prohibition levels for breweries. We're something like 2,500 breweries in the U.S. It took a long time to hit that level, which was just, I think, before prohibition, there was something like 1,800, and we hit that a year or two ago, and now it's just booming way past that. But you start to look at wineries and how there's wineries all over the place, and I don't hear anyone talking about a saturation point with wine, so I don't understand why it's different between wine and beer.
Well, when it comes to breweries, now, I don't know if Ventura will ever be like San Diego, where you can walk and there's a brewery on every corner, which would be my dream come true. I would never have to leave. But there's room for everybody here. I mean, you will never find a beer drinker or a beer fan who only goes to one brewery. Okay? And, you know, I want to make my apologies to Anacapa. I didn't mention them earlier, but they were here. They were one of the, they were, if not one of the first places downtown Ventura. They're also a restaurant, but you won't see anybody who will say, I only go to Anacapa. I'm not ever going to go to, you know, Surf to get my beer. It's just not going to happen. The same way in San Diego, and I think that eventually, as we start to get more saturated with places that just want to open up, and hobbyists like yourself who say, hey, I'm making a lot of stuff and people really like it, I want to come out, you know, and maybe give people a chance to try my stuff, I think people will move on from that mentality that, you know, I have to protect what I have. I have to protect this territory. It's a new frontier in Ventura. It really is. I mean, like you said, only 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, Ladyface opened up, right? And that, to me, was a huge deal. That used to be my go-to place when I was living here in Camarillo. And then you get the Lab and you get everything else that's just around here. You get a lot of options. And sure, I don't go to Ladyface as often as I used to, but I still do. And eventually, it's going to even itself out. It's like, hey, we got this trail now. We can pop into each place. And with reputation grows your customer base. Ladyface has really made a name for themselves outside of Ventura. So it's getting there. It's getting there.
Yeah, and more good beer just brings in more good beer. You know, and the expectations are there. I think, you know, I don't think it's unique to beer. I've seen it in wine, and I've seen some people in the spirits industry too. The collaborative and friendly competitions where they know that if any one of them does something bad, then it doesn't help anyone. But if they do something, if all of them are doing something good or really great, then that just helps everyone else.
It's about diversity, you know? Diversity breeds, like, it breeds people to come into the city. It really, you know, brings the city up a couple levels. you need that kind of diversity. Downtown Ventura, I mean, we're opening up, I'm not personally, but somebody in Ventura is opening up a place called Shanghai Beer Garden,
oh, yeah.
which is right around the corner where a place called Tootie's used to be. And that looks interesting. You got a couple of new places like Ventiki downtown, which is doing some really awesome cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
You have just a lot of things happening down there. And I want to continue to see it grow, and I don't want to see it stifled. I don't want to sound like I don't sympathize with the business owners who, you know, have to fight for every dollar, but I think they will see an increase in business if they, you know, get on the bandwagon mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, trying to stop it. Do you want to talk about the beer?
That's not, well, yeah, sure.
Let's talk about the beer. I want to get your opinion on it because, I'm more of the kind of guy who likes to just drink and then think about it later. But you're the taster over here. What would you normally say about something like this? I mean, this is clearly a flavored brown. It definitely has a bit of nuttiness to it, in my opinion. And it has a sweetness up front that really, really accentuates that nuttiness. Yeah.
I don't know if I have to say anything else after that. That's pretty close. I mean, that's the – it's a – it says English-style brown. I don't know if I would necessarily go
– Yeah, I don't know if it tastes like an English style that I've had before.
Yeah.
But it's definitely – kind of going back to what you're saying, it is definitely a bigger brown.
Right. So, I mean, brown's 6.9%, yeah, so almost 7%. Browns are – in the 5% range, mm-hmm. so if English means imperial, then I'll go yeah. for it. But it's 'cause generally, browns, an English brown is more caramely, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of sweetness. And this doesn't. There's a little tiny bit, but I don't know if it's the pecans or whatever. But it has a nice dry finish on it too. Mm-hmm. So I mean, after I take a drink and it feels all the things that you're talking about, this nuttiness. There's a little bit of. I don't know, maybe just a tiny bit of Tootsie Roll, chocolatey, caramel kind of thing going on. Maybe a Rolo would be a better...
Rolo's English. Did you know that?
I didn't know the candy bar? Yeah. So maybe a little Rolo in there, you know, mm-hmm. as opposed to just straight out caramel and or Tootsie Roll chocolate. Mm-hmm. But kind of a mix between the two. I like it. It's been a nice beer to kind of... get everyone talking and mm-hmm. and smooth the conversations out, certainly. And I didn't realize that it was a 7% beer either. So
that's first thing in the morning, 9 o'clock. Got to get started. I expect to see more of these guys here in Ventura County. And I'm glad they came up north. Like I said, most people would go south, just towards San Diego first or elsewhere. But I'm glad they came up north. For distribution. So.
Well, one of the things, too, I mean, that's interesting is there's some smaller distributors around here. And so they're working with some of the smaller breweries, and we can get some of those. But Ventura has been one of these spots where a lot of times the what we've been talking about, the distributors will come up to L.A., and then for some reason they skip over Ventura County and maybe even Santa Barbara County. They go all the way up to San Francisco and maybe hit that market too. But now there's been some, you know, some of the breweries like in the Pacific Northwest, and Ninkasi is one of them that was making their way down, and they did a really big push into Ventura County, and we were getting some of those beers long before L.A. County was getting it. And so... it's a weird kind of crossroads here. And
I think most people are marketers are seeing, you know, what Ventura is now. I mean, they see that, hey, there's a brewery popping open. There was a store popping open. Why are there so many places popping open? But there isn't, our product isn't there. Mm-hmm. Ninkasi, I think, was the front runner of that. And that's when you started seeing, well, I would say Firestone more so. Coming in and calling themselves the local beer with the 805 and whatnot really took that market. But Ninkasi, they're out of Oregon, right?
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they came in and did a big push too, and now they're kind of a presence here. And now you got St. Archer from LA trying to make its way up and do its thing. finally Ventura has become the battleground for the beer marketing, which, you know, it's a lot like the Aliens versus Predator tagline. Whoever wins, we win, except for opposite of that. I think it's a good thing that we're having, you know, people looking at Ventura County as a not a flyover county anymore, instead stopping by to drop off some stuff.
Well, and I mean, all the things that we've talked about between whether it's breweries or it's beer retailers, and even going as far as whatever the significance of a giant Whole Foods is opening up, you know, that's that helps to draw interest as well, and so we'll start to see more of that. What's crazy is there's 1.1, 1.2 million people in Ventura County, you know, and so there are, I think that kind of what you were talking about, that you, they've seen the population and they've seen the excitement about these, the craft beer here. Yeah, they're, why wouldn't you want to try and hook a million people on your beer?
I think you hit on the point when you said the Whole Foods thing. When I was in, I've dropped by Whole Foods twice when I've met reps from different places. Golden Road was there, Golden Road being out of Los Angeles. The rep was there talking about their bar Rencon, and they had some stuff on tap there for a while. I think they still do. But then the other day I saw the Omegong Game of Thrones themed beer, which their first Game of Thrones beer never even made it out here. I never saw it anywhere. And then you go to Whole Foods over here and you see, you know, a couple of cases worth of their new Game of Thrones beer. Soon, Ventura County is going to be on the same level as, like, L.A., I think, when it comes to being able to get those rarer beers. I don't think it's possible for big distributors to ignore the...
No, I think you're right, too. I'm ready to take a little break here.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
See you in a bit.